morning, everyone. Well, I want to welcome you and thank God for another day that He has made. We can rejoice and be glad in this day because it's the day of the Lord. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Dad, First Lady, and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. So we want to welcome you to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. God have done so much for us, more than we could ever think of. And because of that, we can always give Him thanks and praise and honor Him. But most of all, we can go through this day that even if it doesn't turn out perfect as we intended, we don't have to get discouraged. But we can trust God because He's our refuge and our strength. Our scripture today will be taken from Proverbs 18, verse 10. And it reads, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into it and are safe." God is reminding us that He's a strong tower. So all we have to just run into Him and we'll be safe. Let us pray, believing and trusting God for whatever come in our way, we can be strong because God is our strength. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for another day. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. We want to thank you for your loving kindness. We want to thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, we would not be here today. But you have been a good God. You have been a holy God. You have been a righteous God. You have been our everlasting Father, one who's not afraid, oh Father God, of helping us because you are God. Lord, we thank you for everything. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our God who is able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And Lord, as we read in Proverbs 18, verse 10, God, you reminded us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Thank you for reminding us, God, that you are a strong tower. You are our source. You are God who's able to do for us what we can't even do for ourselves. You can do so much for us if we surrender to you and trust you. God, helping us, Lord God, to understand that we can, oh God, serve you more because you are a God who's strong. You have a God who can do abundantly above all that we can ask you for because you are strong, God. Nothing is impossible for you. You have strength to do more for us than we could ever ask or think of. And because you are a strong God, hallelujah, God, we can have depend upon you and surrender to you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh God, you are strong and confident. You are determined. And God, you are able to influence us and keep us safe from every worries, every problem, every things that come our way that's not of you. You are able, God, to keep us. Because God, you are able, oh God, to do more for us than we could ever ask or think of. You are God who is able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. You are God who is able to help us withstand every problem and trial and difficulties that come our way. You are God, hallelujah, who is a strong tower, reminding us that we don't have to get discouraged because of who you are. God, you can intervene in our life. Because of who you are, we can rest and be assured that nothing can happen to us that's not intended. Oh, Father God, that you cannot intervene and help us. God, we can be strong and rest upon you because you are a strong tower. You are everlasting Father. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, there's nothing impossible for you. And God, we are praying today, God, that everyone who are listening to this podcast, that they will not give up hope on you. They will not give up strength on you. They will not get discouraged. They will not let you go, but they will grow in you. Become more like you. surrender to you so your power can move, God, in our life in a mighty way, so that your power can take hold of us and keep us safe from danger, seen and unseen, so that your power can do for us that we can't even do for ourselves. Let us not to trust the things of the world, but understand that you are a God who's strong and confident and determined, hallelujah, and easily influenced. Oh, Father God, you can influence us to be better people if we just surrender and trust in you. So, God, we thank you for everything today. And we are praying, Lord God, that the righteous, oh God, run into and be safe. Are you encouraging us, God, if we run into you, we will be safe from danger seen and unseen. We can have a safe day if we learn how to trust and depend upon you. We can have a wonderful week, God. No matter where we are, what we are doing, we can rest and depend upon you because you have never failed us. Lord, we can stay confident in you, grow more and more in you. Oh, Father God, live a life that is pleasing to you. Oh, Father God, not get caught up to the problem of this life, not get caught up to the issues of this life, but surrender, pray, and ask for your help, God. And Lord, we are praying for everyone who are going through problems today, that God, you will intercede and help them, Lord Jesus. Everyone who are going through difficulties, God, you will intercede and help them, Lord God. Help them to realize that you are the strong tower that can run right into you and be safe from issues of this life. Issues, oh God, in their heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. God, intercede, God, and help us, God, not to give up on you or get discouraged, but keep on trusting you more so now than ever before. Serve you more so now than ever before, so that your will, God, can be accomplished in our life. We need you, God. We need to stay in your will, stay rooted and grounded in you, and trust you, because as we read today, you are a strong tower. In weak, the righteous can run into you and be safe. And that's your decision, to keep us safe. And so, Lord God, we are asking you to remind us that you are our refuge and strength, our present help in a time of trouble. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I want to thank all of you who are listening to this prayer podcast. And I want to remind you that God is our refuge and strength. He's a strong tower, and he will keep us safe. Keep on trusting him and believing him. And I'm praying that you have a great day and a day without any problem, so that the will of God can be accomplished in your life. Take care, and we pray together again tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.